from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Another terrorist attack strikes New York. A man said to have been armed with both paintball and pellet guns used a rental truck Tuesday to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City. At least 8 people, including 5 Argentines, were killed and several others injured before police shot and wounded the suspect, who is in custody. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
Let me be clear that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror and a particularly cowardly act of terror.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifulo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan and entered the U.S. legally in 2010. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf or solo attack. President Donald Trump tweeted he has stepped up the extreme vetting of foreign travelers and warned we must not allow ISIS, a reference to Islamic State, to return or enter our country after defeating them in the Middle East. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted. Odinga called for legitimate forms of protest, including economic boycotts, peaceful processions, and picketing.
If election is allowed to stand, the highest office in the land will be occupied by a person who has usurped power.
The ballot was required after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8th election. Islamic group Hamas that runs Gaza Wednesday began ceding control of border crossings into Israel and Egypt to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as part of a reconciliation agreement. This is VOA News. In Syria, at least 6 schoolchildren were killed in an artillery attack by government forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus on Tuesday. The incident occurred as Russia, Turkey, and Iran pledged to bring the regime and its opponents together for a congress aimed at a political settlement. Russian negotiator Alexander Lavrentiev in Kazakhstan says the dialogue would be organized under the aegis of the UN-backed Geneva peace process. He said the chief task would be constitutional reform before the first round slated for November the 18th in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. Tunisian police on Wednesday arrested a suspected Islamist militant who stabbed 2 officers in front of the parliament building in Tunis. The interior ministry said the attacker was known to authorities that after the stabbing, he said he considered the police to be tyrants. One of the victims had a neck wound and was taken to the hospital and admitted to the intensive care unit. At least 12 people were killed in the eastern Libyan city of Derna during an airstrike late Monday, about 265 kilometers west of the Egyptian border in an area controlled by Islamist militants. Derna has long been besieged by forces of the eastern-based Libyan National Army. Both the LNA and Egypt have denied carrying out the airstrike. At least 2 officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president Carles Puigdemont still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Now, among those facing possible jail time is Catalonia's planning minister Josep Rull.
It's possible to go to prison because the Spanish justice is very strange. Justice, so obviously, this is a possibility, so we are not scared. We are not criminals. We are Democrats.
Spain's High Court has summoned the former regional officials for a hearing on Thursday. Spanish prosecutors said that they plan to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against the Catalan officials. The United States said Tuesday it plans to vote no on Wednesday when the UN General Assembly again takes up a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo against Cuba. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
The Trump administration policy gives greater emphasis in advancing human rights and democracy in Cuba while maintaining engagement that serves U.S. national interests, maintains engagement on areas of U.S. national interests, ensures U.S. engagement benefits the Cuban people, and ensures compliance with the statutory ban on tourism to Cuba.
This is Joe Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.